Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1044, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, of course, we are in the middle of the halachas of Kedima, the brachas, which brachas come first. And we're going a little bit through the Dershu, various different interesting cases which come up and how to work with them from the Heintika Poiskim. So he brings in ice number 10, our Simon Reish Yod Aleph, ice number 10 in the Dershu. He says, let's say a person has two pieces of challah, right? So if you have one challah that's complete, a bilkal or whatever, so of course you have to make, we're talking about somebody's washing for challah, for bread during the week. We're not talking about right now lechem mishnah, whatever. But if you have a shalem, you have a complete, of course you have to make the bracha on the complete one, on the complete roll or whatever it is that you have. So a person has two pieces of challah. That's what they're going to be washing on. That's all they have. Right, v'achas mehem, but he says one of them is shirayim from a tzaddik, and therefore it's a little bit it's sort of chaviv to the person to right. It's, in other words, a person got shirayim, meaning many times a person people go to they go to a tzaddik and they get they have shirayim by a tish or whatever the case might be. And they got to by a simcha, and there was a tzaddik who had the shirayim. He gave out to the people pieces, and you taka have a piece of this bread, this challah, whatever the case might be. Again, not on Shabbos. Shabbos halachas are different because lechem mishnah, whatever. But during the week, so you have this piece. You have two pieces of bread. They're both pieces. They're not shalem. One is from the tzaddik. One is not. So he brings from Rav Eliashiv again in ice number 10. He brings from Rav Eliashiv that sheberich you make the bracha on the piece from the tzaddik. On the shirayim, because that's more chaviv to you, right? It's shirayim from a tzaddik. It's more chaviv to you, so you very chala make the bracha on that. Even though the taste, he says, alfa pisha taima shava lishni. Even though the taste is the same, there's no real preference. It's not like I like this piece better. So if it's chaviv, so that's a different story. But they're all both the same taste. It's the same bread. It's the same everything. But this one piece is from a tzaddik shirayim. So he says, make the bracha on that. Shekevin shehi chaviva olav, because really it is chaviv. It is more desirable for you, not for the taste, but meyeza tam shehiya, for whatever the reason is. Over here, it's because the tzaddik gave it to you al shirayim. Yakdim levarich aleha, one should make the bracha on that. So we see over here also that when we talk about chaviv, the yesh poiskim from the Mishnah Berurah, he was talking about the yesh poiskim shesavim the chaviv nikra mashu chaviv alav achshav. So all right, that's a separate issue. When we say if it's something you desire now, something you desire all the time, but there is a inyan of chaviv of what you desire, and it could be for various different reasons. It doesn't have to be bedafka for taste. It could be over here, like the case over here that we see that it's shirayim from a tzaddik. I saw it also it's actually a machlokes. The Dirsha brings down if somebody has something that's healthy, something that tastes good or whatever, what exactly is considered chaviv. So it was, I didn't get into that really too much because that's a little bit of a machlokes over there. But there is a sfar to say that a healthy item is also chaviv. Obviously, the good tasting item is chaviv, something that somebody wants more, right? The person likes to eat healthy things, and definitely if something tastes better, he definitely like that better. I mean, the average normal person, when they something tastes better, they have two things. This one tastes better, so obviously I want to eat that. So then it becomes automatically chaviv, meaning you desire that more. So but we're seeing over here a different concept, that it's even more than that, that if there's a different reason, they both taste the same. That's what we're saying. They both taste the same, but there's some sort of aval pisha taima shove, says the taste is the same. But the reason is because it's shirayim from a tzaddik, so therefore there's a different inyan to be, different reason for the chaviv, for desire, and that would also be fine. And that, in other words, that would be enough to be quote unquote chaviv, whereby one should make the bracha on that first. Okay, just one more quick thing he brings down. We spoke about it's a little bit of a back and forth and various different machlokes as to Rosh Hashanah by night, how to work with it. In other words, do we say first comes the apple and the honey, which is because there's various different yisaidis, al pi kabbalah, does that come first? Others want to say, Reb Shlomo Zalman says, no, you take the tamar first. Others say also you take the date, the tamar first, because that's halacha lemaisa. And I did see brought down, just getting back to that for a minute, that lemaisa, in when it comes to halacha and kabbalah, in general, we try and go with halacha. Halacha comes before al pi kabbalah. in general. So that's another way of looking at it. But he brings down interesting that it could be, I don't want to say halacha lemaisa, but just a question. We put the question out there. He leaves it sort of like at a question, but there's a whole question if there's two, if when do we say, when do we say that min shiva comes first? If they're the same bracha, right? If it's not the same bracha, if one you have ho'etz and one you have ho'adama, like by Rosh Hashanah by night, if for those who make a ho'adama, it's a question. Do you make the ho'adama? Do you not? Is it part of the meal or not? So that's a whole question in halacha. But let's say somebody would say, for example, that they're going to make a ho'adama on one of the items by Rosh Hashanah by night. In general, we don't, by the way. But according to those who would say that one does make a ho'adama, so it's questionable, and somebody likes the one that's ho'adama first, let's say the beets or whatever the case might be. So that is already running into a question, because the brachas are not the same, and they like the beets, let's say, better than the... possibly better in the tamar than the dates or whatever the case is. Sharei ein b'chasein shavis. It's not the same bracha, since one is ho'adama and one is ho'eitz. So he said that then according to the Mishnah Berurah, Sharei kaladina kedas ha'emim sheyesh lahaktam levarich al ha'chaviv. Then we go, when you have ho'eitz and ho'adama, we go with the chaviv. We go with chaviv before the ha'etz and the ha'adama. That's how far it goes. That even to say for those who would make a ha'adama, again, it is a machloikas. I'm not going to get into that right now. Many people don't make the ha'adama by Rosh Hashanah by night. Ha'etz you have to make. That I want to make clear, because a fruit for sure you have to make. The question is on the ha'adama, is that part of the meal or not? But those who would make it, so, and let's say they like the ha'adama first, according to the Mishnah Berurah, because of the fact that we mentioned in the past, we'll go through this again, that when we have ha'etz and ha'adama, then it's a whole machalikis in the paiskim, which one would come first, with ha'etz or not Rosh Hashanah by night in general, but the Mishnah Berurah brings down, levarich ala chaviv techila, you go with the chaviv, the one you desire more. In other words, if you desire more the ha'adama, that's where we would go. So this would be an interesting question for one who would make a ha'adama by Rosh Hashanah by night. Again, that itself is a machlaik, because a person should double check with their own rav. Do you make the hadama by Rosh Hashanah by night, or do you not? There's various different ways of looking at it. I'm not going to get into that now at all. I just wanted to bring the, it was an interesting question, in conjunction with what the Mishnah Berurah says. Excuse me, when we say ho'etz and ho'adama, and you have a question of chaviv, so you have, if you desire more the hadama, so lemaisa, that's what we say, that the hadama would come first in general during the week. So Rosh Hashanah by night, this will be an interesting question for those who would make a bracha. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tov.